Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, so welcome to Rambles. I'm Anita, and this past week has been an up and down week. Like, it started sort of stressful because, sorry about the yawn. I actually had a good night's sleep, but anyway, I had a networking event and then something in the morning. Oh, and a client emailed me. They finally texted me back after I texted them last Saturday, and then they were like, wanted to undercharge me. So then I had what I had at 8, then took the bus to my networking event, and it went pretty well. And on the way back, I had a very pleasant surprise, money in my account. I know, that's like, sorry, I am smelling some handmade soap. I did not make this soap, by the way. It is actually soap from another soap maker, and they did a cold press up with beer. But anyway, like I said, the show is called Ramble, so I'm going to ramble on something. So I found money in my account. I was shocked. I thought it was from Blog Talk Radio, by the way, but it turns out it was from my business card, my business credit card. And I was like, what? Like, I finally figured it out yesterday or no, a few days ago, but not like Monday or Tuesday. And I was like, what? So I took the bus on, and then I had surprise clients. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I even called some of my friends and stuff. I'm like, you can't believe this, but I got a surprise client who was interested in my stuff and that, like, my soaps. And by the way, if any listeners are interested, you can email me for my soaps at ICAGA2004. So I like igloo, C like car, A like apple, G like George, A like apple, 2004, like the year 2004, at gmail.com. So yes, I was like, what? And that sounds really nerdy, but it was true of like, what? But very happy, and I do have some soaps in the mold. And Thursday, I have my writing group, which I'm pretty good about going to. I've been going for almost 2 years. I think it'll be 2 years in September because I had a blogging thing. And yeah, so did that. Then I had a meeting with a coffee, which wasn't coffee because it was at Steak and Shake, and I wasn't really, I ended up snacking on some fries. But yeah, I had coffee with one of the members of my networking group, and it went really well. And I was like, and it's very interesting to meet people in your networking group, but you're meeting them outside of your networking group, which changes the dynamics, but it's really great because it's like, oh, okay. This is, you know, you're having more time to talk and you find out so much more interesting things about people. So that went really well and opened my eyes. And then did my walk around Targets, or the Targets near there, but also did another walk around Targets. But that Targets, it was okay. Smaller, because it was in a smaller shopping. It was part of a larger shopping center, but smaller. So, yeah. And then I had a conference call on Friday, another meeting Friday, and meditation class. And while I was meeting one client, I met another one. Well, I had another one interested, which really was like, oh my God, it's finally making sense. It's finally working out. And yeah, that Alanis Morissette reference, but it just felt really good to have the good stuff happen, and the conference call really helped me clear up some things. And I'm just like, wow, this was organized. And I did have some, yeah, a bunch of, really, this has gone wrong. I can't believe this has happened. But just, I did not have coffee today. But the things that went wrong, for example, not receiving a voicemail message until 12 hours late, almost 12 hours later. I was like, what? So, yeah, that happened. And then I saw their text, and then I texted them back, and very, very interesting. But having stuff going on and then having it work out better, it makes it tolerable, the stuff going on. And I know there's that cliche, when God closes a door, he opens a window, but there's also what happens, the space between the door and the window, which nobody really likes that space. I'll be honest, it's true. You have to be okay with, and in my case, that was like Monday. Okay, I was super early, and I mentioned that in the tagline. I was super early towards my bus, and I had the client with their mess, which was one of those, I forgot to put them on the bad client list. Yes, I know that sounds petty, but let's face it, sometimes you just need to remember this client is not worth the money. And I already discussed the whole bad client thing. So maybe if I had been on time for my bus and had my son, I wouldn't have gotten the money on my account that day. I mean, there's nothing that says I'm wrong. And there's nothing that says I'm right about it, but it did work out. Had I not met the client to deliver their soaps where I met them and everything, it was this happenstance thing. And then I met someone else who was interested. And yes, I did give them my information. And yes, I know I need to buy new cards. I definitely need to buy them, which is something that I'm super proud of, having to buy new business cards. But I end up getting off track. Not a best thing for a business person. I do, however, have cards left for my podcast. But anyway, so that went wrong. Scheduling dinner went wrong, and that went wrong on a day when I was already having a bad day. I had to end up looking at Mom's birth certificate for some information. You can imagine how I felt about that, and then having a meeting go wrong, and then finally getting in touch with someone about some personal business, and they continue to call at bad times. Oh, yeah, and one of those business calls was when I was getting ready to take the bus, and I really got to learn to own my time, because finally, after the calling, it's like, this week is not a good week, because, yes, I gave you this time, but this time isn't working for me this week. I really have to take the Maxine Waters approach, reclaim my time. I did talk to one of my friends in South Carolina, and she's doing good, but it was sort of hard to talk. But that felt good. Texting clients I genuinely like as people. Yeah. And there have been some other times when stuff has went off plan. Like one of my friends explained to me when I went back to Georgia that maybe having stuff not work out with one company ultimately benefited me, because had I stayed, who's to say I wouldn't have been fired later? And I even talked to one of my friends in Texas about it, because had everything worked out in the plan I wanted it, the way I wanted it to work out in 2014, I would not have met some of the people I've met. Or as experiences that I've had, I know I wouldn't have tried to write a novel in a month. Me and one of my friends started writing a novel in 2006 when I graduated, and it's 2018. We're still not finished. Yeah, good idea. Ultimately, someone else published a book with the same title way, way sooner, because we did not finish that book or send it to a publisher or self-publisher or anything like that. But because I did join writing groups, I learned I can. Now, will it be very, nope. It's not going to be like this Pulitzer-winning prize. But, hey, I finished it, and that is an awesome feeling. And I did do the camp NaMoWriMo again. Well, this is my first time doing the camp. I did get an extra day on it, but, yeah, 25,000 words. But I'm almost at 17,000. Count for something. I would not have gotten into soap making because I wouldn't have met the massage therapist who wanted advice about ethnic skin, and then figuring out the thing. even though the original idea for my company, my name was not the best, but at the time it made sense. And the thing with going off plan, you have having faith that everything will work out, which is something that is hard for me sometimes. I'm used to being disappointed. I am so serious. I will get my hopes up, and then there's hope and faith at the 100th story of the building, and then it just falls to the sewage system. And I know that sounds so negative, but it's true. Like, I had a whole plan for how this week was going to go, right down to the time and buses. Did it go like that? Nope. But some things went better. Some, like, meeting the people who were interested in myself, getting out of my comfort zone, because it does take a lot to promote your own business, especially when you're a borderline and introvert. Being sort of mean. And I know that sounds horrible, but I've discussed the whole on a previous episode. There's a difference between nice and kind. And if someone does not pay attention to the notes in their file and calls you 2 days later and they have it in their system and you're already having a bad day, then no, you shouldn't lie, but yeah, everybody does it. So there was that. Even those low pays and no pays, and I can't believe I'm saying that, they had moments when ultimately they worked out. The situation ship with Cajun King, which I can't believe was almost, I met him 6 years ago this month, because I met him on the 4th of July. And by the way, I hope my listeners had a wonderful 4th, and that was a crazy, yes, I will go into more details later, but even though it was sad, disappointing, humiliating, it ultimately worked out because it showed me what I wanted for myself. And in the event I get married, what kind of marriage do I want? And yes, I know I discussed marriage on the last episode, and again, I am not against marriage. I just want a healthy marriage that can benefit me, my partner, and society. You know, and that's not a bad thing, you know, the love, honor, cherish, respect, all that other stuff, and ultimately it reflects in society. So, but I learned from it. I may not have learned things I liked, especially about myself, but in the long term, it did work out. And maybe there'll be more benefits once this week is truly over and it reaches next Monday, which is the start of a new work week, and then the whole seed's being planted. Like, oh, okay, everything is in order. But I was really surprised about my car. I just got the 90-second mark because I didn't expect, that was just so unexpected, but ultimately really beneficial. And I was like, oh, I know I'm using like that, especially like a lot, but that helped. And the clients and the meeting people and just everything. But the bad things, I'm not going to be totally Pollyanna about it. The bad thing, really, I owe my friends and I just got the 60-second mark. I probably need to pay my friends like therapists when I vent, because when I vent about a bad week, I vent. But I was sober. That should count for something when I vented. Well, it should. I mean, I'm a very nice, I told someone, I was like, I am a very nice drinker. I've been around, I know I should not say it myself, that I've been around myself drunk, but my other friends have been around me drunk, and I mean, I just enjoy, sit there, eat, and then I'm going to sit there and eat when I'm sober, safe, yeah, but other than that, good, and yeah, I hope you guys have had a good, well, a great weekend, and a better week. I will have another first weekend of next month, and this is Rambles. I'm Anita, and I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thanks.